The day of action included demonstrations outside the Duluth office of Republican Congressman Chip Cravath and the Superior office of Republican Sean Duffy. Superior organizer Jackie Hallberg was one of a half dozen protesters who want to see President Obama's plan to continue Bush-era tax breaks for middle-income Americans but discontinue the cut for wealthy people. Hallberg says the action was not confrontational with Duffy's staff.
We just went in and let them know who we were and why we were here and had a pleasant conversation, and we're just waiting to see what unfolds here in this session.
Hallberg says she's optimistic a deal can be made between congressional Democrats and Republicans before reaching the so-called fiscal cliff in January, but they'll continue until a deal is made.
We're just going to continue with our strong message and be persistent. You know, these actions are taking place all over the country today, and so hopefully we'll send a strong message.
Duffy spokesman John Gensel says his boss supports tax reform as a way to generate more revenue by closing loopholes and limiting deductions. But quoting Gensel, don't be fooled. The president's so-called balanced approach right now is tax hikes, tax hikes, tax hikes. Where are the spending cuts? Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.